Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise God. God is great. And I'm glad that Jesus Christ touched me. Amen. I'm glad that He did. Amen. Come into my life and turn my life around. Praise the Lord. Spiritually, physically, in every way. Amen. Jesus Christ, amen, makes all the difference. Thank the Lord. I'm glad today that you've come to the house of the Lord. And we've come together to worship and praise Him. Amen. If you have your Bibles today, we'd like to very quickly turn to the Word of the Lord. To the book of John, the 10th chapter. One of my very favorite passages of Scripture. From John chapter 10 and beginning with verse number 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them, and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth, because he is an hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Praise the Lord. God bless you today. That I am glad today that I have found the Good Shepherd. That Jesus Christ alone laid down His life for the sheep. Jesus said, I am the door and the sheep know my voice. And a stranger they will not follow. Now, I thank the Lord today that I know that Jesus Christ is the door. That He is the only way to eternal life. Jesus said Himself that no man cometh unto the Father except by me. If we are going to enter in to the sheepfold, we must come in by the door. That the door of the sheep is able to lay down his life that the sheep might be saved. That Jesus said, I am the door, and he that entereth in any other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Jesus, as the Word of God, as the Word manifest, reveals that the only way to the Father is through the Word of God. The only way to eternal life is through faith in the Word of the Lord. faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If we are to come to God, we must believe God's Word. That if we try to come to God through any other means other than the Word of God, that we cannot find shelter. The Bible says that those that try to enter into the sheepfold any other way are a thief and a robber. That they have not the authority. They do not have the right to come in. But Jesus Christ has the authority. He has all power. He said, I am come in my Father's name. That in His name there is power. In His name there is salvation. In His name there is deliverance. In His name there is healing. That it's all in Jesus Christ, because in Him dwelleth all of the fullness of the Godhead bodily. He came not for Himself, but He came that He might lay down His life for us. He did not come into this world that He might receive honor and glory, but He came into this world that we might receive salvation through faith in His name. And so if we are to enter into the kingdom of God, we've got to come by the door. There's only one door, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. That through Jesus Christ alone that we can have hope. Through Jesus Christ alone there is salvation. Through Jesus Christ alone there is comfort. That He is the only one that we need to turn to. His name is the only name that we ought call upon. For His name is a name that is above every name. That we can call upon the name of the Lord. The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why? Because He alone has salvation. He alone can provide a refuge. He alone can enable us to escape the judgment of sin. He said, I am the door. Amen. He is exclusively the only way. That there are those that proclaim another way. The Bible tells us that there is only one way. He said, I am the way. Not a way, but the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. That there is only one. There is only one salvation, and that salvation comes through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. He said that those that would seek to enter in any other way, they're thieves, they're robbers, they have evil intent. But the Good Shepherd, that He has one desire, and that is that He might lay down His life for the sheep, that He might save them from destruction, that He might comfort them in their despair, that He might provide a place of rest, a place of shelter, a place of peace. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He shall go in and out and find pasture. That we can find refreshing in Jesus Christ. We can find everything that we need to sustain us in Him. We're complete in Him. Amen. Who is the fullness of all things. That everything we need we can find in Jesus. That He will lead us beside the still waters. He will show us green pastures. He will protect us from those that would steal, those that would maim or to kill. Because He is the Good Shepherd. He is the Righteous One. The Bible tells us that the shepherd of the sheep in the Old Testament was the Yahweh of the Old. That Yahweh, Jehovah, the God of the Old Testament, was the shepherd that watched over His sheep. He was the one that protected them. And yet Jesus claimed the same title, the same position of authority when He said, I am the Good Shepherd. I am the one that lays down my life for the sheep. He was proclaiming that I am the mighty God. I am the Savior. I am the Redeemer that was to come. I am the one that was to lay down my life for the sheep. Amen. The hireling, He is paid to watch over the sheep. And so when he sees danger, when he sees trouble coming, it's easy for him to flee because he's a hireling. That the sheep do not belong to him. If something belongs to you, you have a special interest in that possession. That Jesus purchased the church with his own blood. We belong to Jesus Christ. We are not our own. We are bought with a price. And so he is willing to go to whatever length that is necessary for the sheep. Because he is not interested in what he can get for himself. He is not just as someone that works in order to obtain a wage or in order to obtain some kind of an award or some kind of recognition, that he is the good shepherd and he knows that we belong to him. And the good shepherd does not flee. The good shepherd does not run and hide when he sees danger approaching. I'm glad that he has promised to never leave us and to never forsake us. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. He is there constantly, that he seeth the wolf coming, but he doesn't leave us. He doesn't forsake us. We are never alone as long as we are in the care of the shepherd, because he sees us in our dilemma. He knows our situation. He knows the circumstances that we're facing. He knows the struggles that we are battling. He knows all about it. We're never alone, amen, when Jesus Christ is our shepherd, because he is there watching us, caring for us. Amen. He said, I am your shepherd. I am the one that lays down my life. And as the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father. And I lay down my life. Again, he says again, I lay down my life for the sheep. That he was willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice. That as men and women, as members of the body of Christ, we must love God. We must love the kingdom of God, even if it means laying down our life. The Bible says, he that loves his life will lose it. Amen. He that saves his life will lose it. But he that loses his life for his name's sake, he will save it. That we've got to be willing to give our life, if necessary, for the cause of Jesus Christ. Why? Because we love this cause. We love, amen, this fellowship. We love these that are called out from the world. Why? Because we are a part of something that's greater than ourselves. We're part of the family of God. And as members of the family of God, amen, we're willing to pay the price that we might remain a part of that great family. The Bible says that if we would follow Jesus, that we've got to take up our cross and follow after him. As Jesus laid down his life, we must be willing to mortify our flesh. That we must be willing to die every day, to repent every day. Amen. To bring our body under subjection, to bring ourselves in submission to the Spirit of God, that we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Why? Because the shepherd is our example. He went before us. He showed us the way that we might follow his example. And we, as under shepherds, under Christ, amen, we must love the sheep. Jesus asked Peter, he said, lovest thou me more than these? And he was referring to the sheep. Then feed my lambs. Lovest thou more than these? Then feed my sheep. That if we are going to be true disciples of Jesus Christ, that we've got to love the family of God more than we love ourselves. We've got to love our brother more than we love ourselves. We've got to love the church of God more than we love ourselves or the pleasures of this world. We've got to forsake everything and follow Jesus Christ. Why? Because we are called. Amen. We're called that we might follow in His footsteps. We're called that we might shine His lights in the world. As He was a light, we're to be a light. We know that Jesus Christ was a light to the world, but we are also called to be lights, to be witnesses, to be willing to sacrifice, to be willing to put it all on the line for His name's sake. As He loved us, even so we are to love one another. Amen. That we are to love one another not with a selfish love, but we are to love one another not expecting anything in return. Lovest thou me? What kind of love? Just a love of brotherhood? You know, we can love our brother as a filial love and have a sincere love. Filial love is a relationship love. That there's nothing wrong with filial love. There's nothing wrong with loving one another as brethren. But God, as He has admonished us, He has challenged us to go beyond just loving one another as a friend or as a brother, but we are to love agape. Do you love me that much, Peter? How do we show love toward God in showing love toward one another? The only way that we can love God, agape love, the only way that we can love God in the sense that God wants us to love is to be willing to love one another as Christ loved us. Amen. Bible says, peradventure would a man, amen, lay down his life for a friend. But Christ loved us. He gave His life for us while we were yet sinners. We've got to love one another. Amen. Not just when we love in return. Not just when people live a life, amen, that is commendable, but we've got to love one another even when our brothers and sisters, amen, despitefully use us. Amen. The Bible says that we're to love one another and pray for them that despitefully use us. We don't just love when everything is in harmony and everything is going well, but we love in adversity. Amen. We love in trials. We love in temptation. We love, amen, because He loved us. And as the Good Shepherd, amen, we want to follow His example. As the Good Shepherd, we want to walk in His steps. We want to follow after His Spirit. Oh God, lead us today. I'd like for You to stand this morning and let us turn to God. Let our minds be focused today, amen, on following in the steps of the Good Shepherd.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Amen. He laid down His life for the sheep. He, amen, laid down His life for us because He loved us with agape love. He loved us with a love that was beyond measure. And He said, by this shall men know that You're My disciples indeed, in that You show love one to another. Oh, let me love like You love. Let me love even when I am reviled. Let me love even when I'm persecuted. Let me love even when I'm slandered. Let me love even when those that are in my own household turn against me. Let me still love because You love me. You cared for me that much. Oh, can we love one another today? Can we love as Jesus loved? Lovest thou me more than these? Feed my sheep. Lovest thou me more than these? Feed my lambs. Oh God, I want to be more like You. Lord, help me to have Your Spirit. Lord, help me to have, amen, Your consciousness. Let me have Your compassion. Let me show Your mercy. Let me show Your grace. Let me show Your forgiveness. Oh, I thank You, Good Shepherd. I thank You, Good Shepherd, today. with those that would come and pray, come and join these that are already gathered. And let's allow the Lord to guide us today. Let the Lord lead.
Let the word be Jesus in me. Take away.